Legislators gaveled out close to midnight, having addressed their top priority, pension relief for regional universities, health departments, and other quasi-governmental agencies. The controversial plan freezes their pension contribution rates, which were set to spike, but critics worry it could lead to benefit cuts for retired workers.
We also came in here knowing that we had to fix this issue with the quasis and the universities, and it took us a while to get there, but we did it.
House Speaker David Osborne said his biggest regret is that lawmakers could not coalesce around a comprehensive pension overhaul.
That continues to be something that weighs on the Commonwealth, and it will be something that we will continue to try to address.
The General Assembly also passed bills mandating Kentucky employers provide reasonable accommodations for pregnant workers and new mothers, banning tobacco use and vaping on all public school campuses, and approving new tax language. It also chose to override Governor Matt Bevin's vetoes of bills dealing with university property, area development district spending, and legislative oversight of the regulations process. Bevin has the option to veto new bills passed on the final day. In Frankfurt, I'm Josh James reporting.